from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It would take some planning, but it could work. RCA especially would be the way to do it. So an RCA is a scheme set up in Canada for high earners to defer some of their salary. They set it aside and it goes into an account and they don't pay taxes on it until they pull the money out.
And when they pull it out, if they've followed the rules correctly and are no longer in Canada, at the time that they do pull it out, will pay a flat tax of 25%. And that is the way, over the course of a number of years, a player can end up netting almost the same as what he would net if he played in Florida.
Oh, okay. I got a question here. That's Drew Livingstone and Alan Walsh. Alan Walsh, who is an agent in the NHL. So, is the summary there? Because I'm confused. You can get the rate down to 25% playing in Canada. Because what is it otherwise? Like 51? Like, it's a crazy high rate. It's like, oh, you can get it down to 25, though. Like, oh, that's almost in Florida. Florida's zero. Am I missing something here? Maybe I am missing something. I don't know exactly how all this works. But is the summary there that 25%, guys, is almost zero? No, it isn't.
We have another Devils tweet from Kevin Weeks this time. They're in the race to sign Stamkos. So, competing signings potentially, or if you sign both Marchessault and Stamkos, the Devils could...
Devils are going back to the playoffs. Put it in ink. Who are the Sabres competing with? As we figure out these teams today, as the teams start doing ads and start going for it, right? And as we wait for the Sabres to make their move. Last year in the playoffs, there were two bad teams that made it. The Islanders with 94 points, the Capitals with 91 points. Florida, Boston, Toronto, Rangers, Carolina, Tampa. Anyone want to bet on any of those teams dropping out? Maybe you could do it with Tampa. They're older, and they really struggled at the beginning of last year, but I kind of don't want to bet against them until I see it. That's six teams that feel very likely to be back. So the Sabres might be competing for two spots that are about to become open. And so are the Senators, so are the Red Wings, so is Pittsburgh, right? And the Montreal, I guess, although they're not really there. I got all these teams competing for maybe two spots, and I just cannot see a way New Jersey doesn't have one of them. With what they've done this offseason and knowing already that they missed last year mostly because of injury. The year before, they were one of the best regular season teams in the league, and they won a round. Devils are going back to the playoffs. Like, that's where this conference makes it look hard, and the division, but that's the game you're in, right? Eventually, you've got to be one of these good teams. You can't just wait and wait and wait, and oh, maybe one day it'll be easier to get in, and there'll be bad teams that get in. Because that happened last year, which is what makes it more incredible. The Sabres did not make the playoffs last year. You had two bad teams that made it. That was your time. That was your year, your opportunity. It only took 91 points to get in. It's not going to be like that every year. I think it has for 2 years, but most times it's not like that. The Devils are going to be good. They're going for it. They've got advantages. I know. They have a better reputation as a franchise. They have, you know, kind of the New York market. But they are, like Dan Powers just tweeted this, that it's going to be frustrating because I don't know that the Sabres can play the same game as the Devils can. But the Devils are playing the game right now that Sabre fans want the Sabres to play. Dan Powers just tweeted, the Devils are playing no games this offseason. Sounds like Jonathan Marchessault will be joining the squad. Oh, that was the one that Josh mentioned maybe last segment. Yeah. Empty Netters pod. What are they going to do, by the way? They traded for Markstrom. They're going to add Jonathan Marchessault, and then they're also going to sign Stamkos?
Oh, that was from Grinnelli from Spit and Chicklets, by the way.
Grinnelli from Spit and Chicklets. Dan Powers. Who is Dan Powers? Greg Wyshynski retweeted him, so it makes me want to believe that there's some credibility there. He said Marchessault will be joining the squad. So we'll see if that's credible or not. He only has 1,100 followers. You got to be careful today. Head on a swivel.
Make sure you look at everyone's name and if it's spelled correctly.
I mean, that's one of the best rosters in the Eastern Conference, if not the best roster in the Eastern Conference. If they do all of that, they've already got the goalie. If they go add Marchessault and Stamkos...
They got good defense. Like they don't really have any holes.
Yeah, if Dougie Hamilton is healthy, which I know he was on IR all last year, I don't want to just assume he'll be back healthy, but offseason to recover, I might want to guess he is. If you have Hamilton back and Luke Hughes developing now at 20 and having a year under his belt, they have other good young defensemen. They have great forwards everywhere. Yeah, that is a team that will make the playoffs. And that's a team that, look at them go for it. They missed the playoffs 1 year and said, unacceptable, fire the coach, even though it wasn't Lindy's fault. Trade the goalie, get a new goalie. Let's go get the best two free agents. Anywhere you look, the top two ranked free agents today are those two, Stamkos and Marchessault. And if New Jersey takes both of them, I mean, that's one of those two playoff spots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right there. So you're either going to need to fight, you're going to beat out everybody else for one spot, or you're going to have to hope that somebody that we don't expect to fall out is going to fall out. And that could happen. It could definitely happen. Tampa could get old and miss. I almost said Boston. I convinced myself last year that Boston could miss. It'll never happen. Right? It'll just never. The Bruins will never not make the playoffs. As long as I live, they'll never not be in. I mean, I don't even know how to begin making an argument against anybody else. Toronto would be hilarious, but come on. Right? No way. Carolina, Rangers, I don't even know. Sabres just got to be as good as those teams. They've got to be as good as Carolina's and Rangers and Leafs and Bruins. Like, you got to be in that category. And I have a hard time seeing them get there legitimately great unless you've made big moves, big swings, great players, and I just don't know how they're going to get that done. I don't have a lot of confidence right now that they're going to be able to. So take your best swing at it. Free agent tracker. So looking at what's available right now, I've mentioned Henrique as an idea that I really like and I think makes sense for the Sabres. Third line center, two-way guy, still good. He's a veteran. So, you know, is there leadership stuff there? He's from Brantford, which is 90 minutes away, which I think you have to consider when you're looking at these guys. Past that, if you're looking center options, Chandler Stephenson, 30 years old. Elias Lindholm, 30 years old. Those are going to be the guys that someone's going to give 5, 6, 7 year contracts to, and everybody's going to go, oh, you're going to regret that one. And I'm ready for that contract. I am ready for the Sabres to give out the contract that everybody's going to say, oh, you're going to regret that in the final 3 years of the deal. But if I'm going to enjoy the first four, come on, time for that. I will pay 3 bad years of a contract if it means I get to enjoy the first 4. I'm so ready for a move like that. I know it's not smart. I know it's not the way to build a team. I know that there's a punishment. There's a consequence at the end of it. But you can't just never make that move again. Good teams do it all the time. Tampa just did it this morning. Tampa's like, we're not aging out. We're going for it. We're not accepting, you know, that, oh, eventually we're not going to be as good as we were. No, let's go get Jake Guentzel. 30 years old, 7-year contract. Oh, yeah, sure. Are we going to hate that deal at 35, 36, 37? Probably. Who cares? Let's go win the cup first. Let's go make the playoffs every year first. Let's go have him score 30 goals for 4 years. We'll just trade him to a bad team at the end of it and give him a second-round pick. That's the other part of this. If you're worried about bad contracts being given out on days like today and what the consequence is to your team, every team that, lots of teams, maybe not every team, lots of teams that make moves like this, what do they do when the contract gets bad? They just package it with a draft pick and send it off to, well, it used to be Arizona. They'll just send it off over here. This bad, San Jose was this team this year. The Red Wings made a trade like this. You got a bad contract? Throw a second-round pick on top of it and throw it over there to a bad team and they'll take it off your hands. Just go do that. All the good teams do that. Other ideas. Jake DeBrusk. That might be a bottom six guy that you play in your top six, though. Because that might be the best you could do. Jake DeBrusk, decent idea, hard to play against, right? Physical, scores goals, definitely inconsistent in his career, but Daily Faceoff, top 75 free agents, has him ranked number 13. So I like that idea, if they can get their hands on him. If you're looking at top six forwards, they might have to fall back on, maybe Jonathan Drouin, whose projection at daily faceoff is 4 years, $5 million, 56 points last year. Maybe Druin is a decent idea. I really like Teravainen from Carolina, 30. All right. Who else? Sean Monahan today. I don't like how slow he is, but he's a center, and if you want a third-line center idea, maybe that's your move. Who else? Alex Wenberg. Anthony Duclair is a popular idea on Sabres Twitter. Anthony Mantha, who's very good defensively. I learned that last week. I thought he was just a sniper. Didn't have the respect for his defensive game that I should have. So Mantha is out there. This would not move the meter at all. This would be Eric Johnson 2.0, but the forward version. And this guy, they've been interested in the past. They've been interested in him in the past. And he's going to be cheap. He's a veteran. And he might come here if you overpay him, even though he's not a very good player anymore. Are they going to go after like James Van Riemsdyk at 35 years old? Maybe JVR is like a break glass in case of emergency because all our better ideas are already gone. So someone on that list, let's see it. Add in your Tarasenko's and your David Perron's and your maybe Victor Arvidsson, Tyler Toffoli. There's good names out here. They're a little older, 29, 30, 31, but there are good names that are going to be available today in free agency. 803-0550, you want to squeak a call in or have an idea that you want to get into Extendo Sports, you got time for that. And then Sal at 10 o'clock with the Extra Point Show. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.